This is the Real BS Show. We are live downtown in beautiful Union City, Pennsylvania.
It's the Real BS Show.
Yeah, nothing real. Yeah. Sometimes it's real, sometimes it's fake. We don't know.
It's been a crazy week. Hey, my son is leaving. He went to visit his mom in Florida, and he's leaving to come back home here for the summer. And he asked me to play this song. He got a letter. I think he's homesick.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I didn't think I'd ever say that, but yeah. He kind of misses it up here. All that hot weather's getting the best of him down there, yeah. Down south and out in Arizona.
He's getting his tan down there.
So hopefully he'll make it all the way because his camper's lost a gear. The overdrive isn't working.
Oh.
So he's going to have a gas bill. Knock your socks off.
Oh, yeah.
So anyways, this song, he asked if we'd play this song for him, and I said yes, for sure. And it's good old Joe Crocker, Leon Russell, got together and did some shows.
Yeah.
And sadly, they're both dead.
Yeah.
So, and it's been a crazy week in my family, too, this week. Holy cow. Dini Oakes died. She's my age. She was my age.
Right.
What a wonderful girl. Oof. And I mean, I've known her all my life, so used to have the family reunions out at her parents' farm out there. They'd get all drunked up, my uncles, and they'd all try to ride the draft horses. You know, what a joke that was.
Right.
It's a wonder nobody got killed. But Bedini was just always smiling, always nice. And she had some rough time. Well, her son has got, what is that? Lou Gehrig's disease.
Yeah.
I guess there's no cure for that.
No.
And I don't know what happened to Dini. And in the process of all this past week is my cousin, Jack Heatherdale, had triple bypass surgery.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was like, holy smokes. So I called him the day after. And he didn't answer. And then the day after that, he called me, and he sounded really good.
Oh, that's good.
So I guess he's doing well, or doing better.
Right.
So hopefully he makes a complete recovery. And right. He's almost my age, too. I think he's maybe a year or two younger.
Right.
But folks are dropping off. I mean, just kind of scary. I guess. I don't know how to put all that together, you know.
That's a lot, probably the process,
I guess we're all headed the same way, you know, but, you know, it's just kind of mysterious. It's a lot of folks are real religious, so they're kind of at ease with the thought of dying. You know, I don't know what happens to you after you die. I don't know.
Well, you do turn to dust again, so.
Yeah, right. So then what's left is, what, your soul?
Yeah.
Is that it?
I guess, yeah.
So you're like a ghost or something?
Well, maybe not on this earth. Who knows? You know? Depends on what you believe.
Well, I don't know what to believe. Yeah. You know, I just...
Isn't that what they call it, soul searching?
I tried to read the Bible, but I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
The four Gospels, they're all different.
They were based on the same Q source. So.
Yeah, right. Based on the same thing, but resurrection is like four different stories. Holy cow.
It could be said that they're four different perspectives of the writers. That's what they would say.
Well, the group of people that showed up, I mean, when you get to John, which is the last one, I mean, there was Roman soldiers and all kinds of people there, and it was a... You know, whereas Mark, I think, was the first one. It was just one girl showed up and nobody there, nobody home. So she turned around and ran back to town. And that's all he said about it.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
You have to look in the historical context of the time, though. I mean, it was a very troubling time. You know, Judah was, you know, taken over by Rome. So it was, you know, very troubled times, very tough times.
Well, there isn't much record. There's no record from the Romans about Jesus.
There was Roman writers. There was Julianus, Josephus, and a few others.
He was a Jewish person.
Yeah, but he was pro-Rome.
Well, yeah, Rome hired him.
He was very pro-Rome, though.
He became a traitor.
Yeah.
Went to work for the Romans.
I mean, you think about it. You know, at the time, you know, that's the best way to live, because who knew how long Rome was going to be around afterwards. So a lot of them did take that side. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. You can't. It's kind of hard to look back in history and say, they were wrong.
They went with the flow. I mean, with the money.
Where would you else go? You know, you have two sides to go, you know, really.
Josephus, he was a historical guy, but then
he was an interesting person. Every person in history has bias. So that's something you have to look at, is everybody has bias. And so when you go through history, you can't assume they have no bias. There's no way around it. Everybody has bias. And so you have to take that into account. But
history is written by the winners.
To a point, yeah. Yeah.
Not the losers.
Yeah. I mean, there's people that are losing side that get their history written too. So that's a whole different topic. But there's a long history of that too. So we got some interesting songs here. We got the song your son requested, Joe Cocker, The Letter.
The Letter. Yeah, I was thinking of a little help from my friends.
And again, feeling all right. You know, we got that too. You know, because it's a nice sunny day. You know, you got to celebrate these sunny days.
Yeah, the weather's getting better. But I got a sneaking feeling that there's some real bad weather, you know, coming this summer. I mean, this year, I guess, this whole year. I mean, out west is drying up.
And the south is, too.
Yeah, the south is right now, but that should change.
You'd think.
The tornado's got to go south, not north.
Yeah.
Holy cow. So, I don't know. Hopefully they'll leave my tiny house alone.
Yeah.
I won't fly away.
We won't tell if the weather report is here. It looks nice, though, but don't come here.
Leave us alone.
Yeah, let's stay out of our area. Stay south. Yeah. Go west.
Don't, they're saying that the wildest El Nino, whatever that is, I don't know, is this year is going to be the wildest one in history.
Yeah.
So... That sounds kind of awesome.
Each region, we talked about before La Nina versus El Nino, but basically it's the Pacific Ocean, you know, how that temperature is versus the jet stream. Yeah, that's the best way I can paraphrase it. Some don't include the word jet stream.
Me nothing.
Well, it tells you if the Pacific Ocean's warmer than normal, then it's going to be a El Nino. If it's colder than normal, then it's going to be a La Nina. And
so what does that mean?
La Nina means we get a lot of snow during the winter and it stays winter the whole time. You know, the snow on the ground doesn't thaw. Whereas El Nino, from my understanding, means hot. And it could be wet. It also could be dry too, but usually hot. It's going to be a hot
which
summer.
Which is it now?
It's going to be a hot summer. That's what it's going to be. That's the best way to describe it.
Be a cooker this summer then.
Yeah, probably, yeah. That's okay. We need it. After that long winter.
There's a lot of water disappearing out west, and now it's starting to head this way. I think the Great Lakes are getting lower. And out west, I mean, if those dams dry up, there's a couple million megawatts of power.
Right.
If they can't make any power, there's a lot of places out there. Las Vegas is number one.
Yeah.
I mean, they're hogging power like crazy, and if they can't get they can't make any.
Yeah.
And California, they won't let them. They're doing away with oil, and
you're
going to have to start building lots of solar panels or something. I don't know.
Right.
It just doesn't look, it feels weird. It feels kind of weird, like something wacky's coming, you know, and the Earth's going to shake everybody up.
Right.
So fasten your seatbelt.
Looking at some of the water reports, you know, for Lake Erie, is just in the last March to February, from February to March, Lake Erie's waters increased 5 inches. And this is 5 inches below LTA, whatever that means, and 31 inches above record low, but 38 inches below record highs. So, but they're saying it's going to continue rising until July. So I think we'll be fine in our area, but in the South and the West, the drought levels are just drastically crazy. Who would have guessed, you know? Yeah. So, but yeah, we better play a song here.
Play that song. What was it?
The Letter.
The Letter, yeah. Joe Crocker and Leon Russell. Yeah, Chris, have a safe trip, you know. Just come home, that's all.
Yeah.
I miss you.
Give me a check out for an airplane. I hear you got time to take no passenger.
Joe Crocker
and
with
friends.
The letters. And friends, yeah.
Well, we got some more Joe Crocker. I liked him. I always did like him. Yeah. I mean, he was a wino. I mean, terrible wino.
Name a singer that wasn't then at that time.
Well, he really looked the part when you saw him. I mean, he looked really retarded or something. You know, but yeah. He was, I don't know, he was... He reminded me of Tom Sandell, a singer in our band, Boys Night Out, but much more an extreme than Tom. Tom wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
Let's listen to Joe Crocker sing for a while.
Thank you.
God sang out of tune. What did you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. I wanna get power from my friends. Just hold on with my friends. What do I do when my love is away?
Does it work for you to be alone?
Oh no. How do I feel about the end of the day?
Are you sad because you're
Stand on I'm here to stay now till someone comes along. Live my best with a different life and a different best. Feeling all that. Oh, I'm not feeling that good myself.
Show,
yeah, that was Joe Cocker. Yeah, he was an interesting fellow for sure, you know. And he played with Leon Russell, right?
Well, he played with a lot of people, had a lot of friends,
yeah.
But
interesting times back then, wasn't it?
He was something to watch. Ooh. Speaking of that, Leon Russell, there was a song for you, I can't remember the name of it.
Song for You,
is that it?
Yeah.
Song for You. I did play that for Deanie.
Yeah.
She was a good person. Really, really good. Yeah. And I don't know what happened. I don't know because I haven't talked to her in a couple, 2 or 3 years.
Probably. Right.
But, you know, ever since I was a little kid, I mean, hung around. And it's just kind of a shock to me. I don't know. But anyways, this song's for you, Deanie, if you're listening.
Places in my life and time, sung a lot of songs, I made some bad rhymes. I cut out my life and stayed with 10,000 people watching, but we're alone now and I'm singing this song for you. And I know your image of me is what I hope to be. Treated you unkindly, can't you see? There's no one more important to me. Darling, can't you please see through me when we're alone? And I'm singing this song for you. You taught me precious secret, the truth withholding nothing. You came out in front and I was hiding. But now I'm so much better. If these words don't come together, listen to the melody, my love is in the hiding. Where there's no space and time. I love you for my life, darling, you're a friend of mine. When my life Oh. We were done.
come up on a tight wire. One side's ice and one is fire. It's a circus game with you and me. Come up on a tight rope. One side's hate and one is hope. But the top hat on my head is all you see. And the wire seems to be the only place for me. A comedy of errors and I'm falling. Like a rubber-necked giraffe, you look into my past. Well, maybe you're just too blind to see. I'm up in the spotlight. Oh, does it feel right? Well, the altitude seems to get to me. I'm up on a tight wire, flanked by life and the funeral pyre. Putting on a show for you to see. My past, well, maybe you're just too blind to see. I'm up in the spotlight. Oh, does it feel right? Well, the altitude really gets to me. I'm up on a tight wire, flanked by life and the funeral pyre. But I ain't gonna show you to see.
That was from Leon Russell.
Yeah, Mad Dog Englishman.
Yeah.
Mad Dog and the Englishman.
He wore a top hat, I believe.
Yeah, yeah, he did quite a bit, almost always, matter of fact. Did I mention my cousin Jack? I mean, yeah. I don't mean to, this is like a family history week or something. But Jack had triple bypass surgery.
Yeah.
You know, and he's maybe a year or two younger than me. And he made it. He called me, and he sounded good. He really sounded good. So hopefully Jack's going to make it.
Yeah, it's amazing what they can do now with modern science, you know.
Yeah,
people are surviving things that would have killed them easily 30 years ago.
My grandson went through that 24 hours of brain surgery.
Wow.
Wow. I mean, that's... And he spent 2 weeks in the hospital. I mean, we're talking a $1 million bill here for some insurance company somewhere.
Did they switch the doctors at all during that?
I mean, I don't know.
Because, I mean, 24 hours of surgery,
no,
that's crazy.
No, the doctor said they're used to it.
Wow.
They do it. You know, it's not a rare thing. It's something they do.
Mm.
They get caught stuck doing. So, yeah, I guess they probably... get prepared for it, you know.
Right.
They know what's gonna could happen.
Right.
But he made it, and he seemed to be doing fine.
Right.
So, whatever they did, I guess it worked.
It's intense.
Yeah. Right. Right. So let's do a little something different here. What? A little Steve Winwood?
Yeah.
Well, what's the name of his band?
The
I liked him better in that band than
The Spencer Davis.
Yeah, group. Spencer Davis. I liked that band better than Steve Winwood himself.
Yeah, Steve Winwood kind of went, I don't know, popish. I don't know what the word is.
Well, he's all over the map, but that whole group together was much better, really.
I don't know. It's like, in some ways, I can see where the lead singer going on their own, kind of do their own thing, and people don't like it, and they like the original group, but that's understandable. Yeah. He's right to do his own thing, you know, if he wants to, whatever.
Yeah, well, he's been doing it for a long time. I think he's still going.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
This is the internet. We could just look, you know.
Yeah.
He's still alive, so he's still kicking.
What is it? Oh, Traffic. He was in a band called Traffic.
Yeah, Traffic was a good band. Yeah. Blind Faith. Yeah,
it was. That was a kind of a jam session with a bunch of guys.
Yeah, he's 77 years old, still kicking out there.
Yeah, I got to make it to 77 so I get my Social Security money back.
Yeah, that's right. You have the money you put in.
Then I'll be playing on house money after that.
Yeah, right.
I still got a year to go.
That's funny. Yeah, he had a long solo career. Then he got back together with Traffic again. Then I guess he's still out there playing. He toured North America with the Doobie Brothers in 2024. So,
He's a talented guy, no doubt about it.
Different. You know.
No matter what he's doing, he's good at it. Okay, well, let's listen to some of his stuff here.
Don't you know what it says?
Spencer Davis Group with Steve Winwood.
Favorite way to listen to Stevie Winwood.
Yeah. You know, there's songs sometimes you just don't realize. Maybe it's just because I wasn't alive during that time, but I didn't realize Van Morrison wrote the song Gloria, which was made famous by
Shadows of the Night.
Shadows of the Night, yeah. I didn't know that. And so when you research this stuff...
You know, we, in the Boys Night Out band, we played, and this only happened in Union City.
Right.
But we played at the Moose Club there, and every time we did, there was some people that would come up with $50, $100, and they'd throw it on the tom-toms and say, if you play Gloria, it's $50 for you.
Yeah.
And say, well, okay. And then they come back and throw $100 if we play it again.
Yeah.
They liked the way we did it. And I guess they liked the song, you know, but they liked the way we did it. And for $100, I said, well, sure enough, you know.
Right, right.
You the boss. So we, but that only happened in Union City.
Yeah.
No place else, but yeah. Union City. And I'm sure it was the same people.
Yeah.
But boy, that was a strange one. But it was fun to play, so what the heck.
Right. Yeah, it is a fun song. You know?
So Van Morrison wrote that song. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's kind of news to me. There's a lot of songs I'm sure he wrote.
There's something, what song? We do a song.
Brown Eyed Girl?
Yeah, Brown Eyed Girl. Yeah, we do that now, me and Steve. BS band.
Yeah.
And we do it. It's kind of fun the way we do it. We kind of mix it up a little bit and make it our own.
Right.
So are these the last songs of the day?
That's correct, yeah. We're over an hour right now.
Holy smokes. Yeah. Well, we better say goodbye to everybody. Well, please take care of yourself and, be safe and all that kind of stuff. And
right.
Try to be happy at the same time. And
whatever that is, right?
Yeah, just stretch it out, you know.
You are the reason we are here. You know?
Oh, don't get into that.
Super.
I left
amazing.
My boots out in the car.
Understood. Bill, you are an understood person and loved.
Yeah, right. Special,
smart.
Respected, smart, important, tough, and amazing.
And you're kind and strong.
Boy. All right, enough of that BS.
You got to always end the day with that. You know, if you don't, you know, you're tough.
Well, we'll see you all next week and have a good week. And Chris, you come home safe and sound.
Yes.
Okay, that's an
and
order.
Sound mind, you know. Don't.
Well, I don't care about that. But I think that's too late for that.
Yeah, right. It's all of us, I think.
But that's an order.
Yeah.
So okay, see you next week.
Like tape about my baby. You know she come around. About 5 feet four, all from her head to the ground. Now she come around here.
me feel so good. It made me feel alright. And her name is G L O around here just about midnight. She made me feel so good. I want to tell you, she made me feel all right. Comes walking down my street. Why don't you come up to my house, knock upon my door, and then she call out my name.
We used to sing, sha-la-la.